I say you go, then you go. Riften be there to protect you. Take some swords yourself if you want, yeah?
Blad tried to tough it out in front of his sister.
Yeah, I take mason chain like they say my grandpa had.
Curda could not resist baiting him.
Mace and chain? Yeah, you could not even lift one, fool.
Blad stuck out his tongue and made a rude noise.
Then I tell Riften to stick his big spear in you.
Curda's pink eyes shone wickedly.
No, beast, spear, stop this sword. Spears, tcha.
Haganu roared at them both.
Stop their fighting, you two!
However, Curda was bound to have the last word.
You watch the way I deal with those slaves. Then you try and sleep tonight.
The last logs had been laid, completing the walkway to the new ship at the jetty's end. Flith made his guards herd the slaves to one side. Shog popped his head up, dismayed.
The foil snapped, just when I was nearly through.
Welfo sobbed nervously.
I can hear the gates being unlocked. They're coming. Oh, can't we do something?
The otter set his jaw grimly.
I'll try bashing the bar with a rock.
Diving beneath the surface, he located a hefty boulder, which they had previously been using to try to bend the bars. All caution was thrown aside now. The noise of Shog's efforts could be heard clearly, echoing around the fjord banks. Thunk, thronk, thunk, brung. Lieutenant Flith ran toward the quivering cage.
What the name of fangs is going on there?
Drufo pushed a rat guard in the back, sending him sprawling as he yelled to the other slaves.
No meat, no!
They broke loose, hustling and jostling the guards. Flith was knocked flying into the water. Slaves were roaring and yelling as they grabbed whips from their surprised captors. The bar broke under the pounding from Shog's rock. He grabbed it to use as a weapon, wading out of the cage into the fjord, calling to his two friends.
Move yourselves, mates. This is the only chance we'll get.
Haganu and his party froze as they emerged from the fortress. Riften grabbed one of the 12 honour guards accompanying them.
Quick! Run and get the other guards! Bring the archers! The prisoners have broke out of the cage!
Triss had a tight hold on Welfo's paw as she raced along behind Shog. They splashed through the shallows, avoiding being caught in the melee on the walkway. Drufo was waving Flith's spear, cheering them on from the midst of the chaos.
Freedom, Triss! You and your pals, go for freedom!
A rat guard who was close to the ship came running at the three with his whip raised.